We look at a new trend. A lot of young people save money by having roommates, but now older Americans are sharing homes with roommates too. One out of every three baby boomers is now single and approaching retirement. Now, some of them are returning to living with roommates to save some money, especially older women.
Here to talk about this new trend is Connie Skillingstad. She's the president of Golden Girl Homes Incorporated, a volunteer-based group that helps older people find roommates. Connie, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So when we talk about older people here looking for roommates, who are we talking about? Who are these people?
Well, we're talking about, I think, more women than men, ages ranging from early 40s to probably healthy 80s. And they are people who, as you said, live alone and maybe don't want to.
What reasons do they have for not wanting to be alone?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. There's safety. There's economic reasons as people struggle to have enough money to retire. There's certainly social and emotional needs, the need for community, the need for friendship, the need for just a shared life.
Now, if you're talking about people in their 20s, say, who are looking for roommates, they're going to go on Craigslist, find someone hopefully compatible, and go from there. But how is it different when you're in your golden years?
Well, it's interesting. I had talked to a woman recently and a reporter asked her why she didn't go on Craigslist. And she just said it had to do with her concern for safety, concern for confidentiality, and the need for someone to sort of help her through the process. So it's really an opportunity to meet people who are more like you, and you can be maybe a little more selective.
And what about computer literacy? Is that something that ever comes into play?
Well, we do operate with a website and emails and that type of thing, and so there's some degree of computer literacy, but we have many older people who don't use computers, so for us, it's really important to also have hard copies of things, hard copies of the newsletter, and opportunities for people to talk to us voice to voice by phone.
Can you tell us a story about one of the people you work with who used your service and is now living happily with a roommate in their golden years?
Sure. Actually, I can. Some of it's a little bit of a conglomerate, maybe, but there are women who have a home. Maybe have been through a divorce and or are widowed, and they have space in their home, children grown, and then they're looking at the economic issues that they're facing. We certainly have women involved with foreclosure who can't keep their homes, and they need that kind of help to do it. So what we do then is they get opportunities to use our website or in other ways through our gatherings, let people know what they have available, how much do they want to rent it for. And so we have women who have, I'll give you an example. We do an open house, and there's a gal who had a lovely home, and she had been renting to students and sort of decided that she didn't want to do that. She really wanted to have more of a community sense, someone that she could share her kitchen with and someone that could really be a friend. And so we did the open house. We had a number of our women come through and visit and talk about her lifestyle, and like right away, because of the rental, she charged like $350 for a really nice space. We rented it. She rented it right away, and they've become really good friends because they both garden. They're both very creative women with unique occupations. So they've been together now about 3 years, and it's going extremely well.
So is this something that is just particular to the city where you live, or is this a cultural shift that's taking place across all of the country?
I think it's very much a cultural shift. We're in the greater Twin Cities area in Minnesota, and we have a lot of interest, but we've gotten picked up in media by a variety of national news outlets, and so we have people who call us from actually all over the world, New Zealand and Canada and Great Britain and France, and where they're doing similar types of things. But here in the United States, we hear from women all over the country who either have space they want to rent, are looking to relocate, after retirement, and they'd like to find someone with whom they were compatible to live with. And so we're hearing from every corner of the United States. We've also begun a national collaborative because there are other people around the country who are seeing that this is a really viable option, especially for older folks. And they are doing similar things to what we're doing. And so part of it is developing a national database where people can come on, can say, well, this is where I live, this is what I'm looking for, and can connect in that way as well. And the database we're using also does criminal background checks.
Uh-huh. So you do some of that legwork.
Yes.
Why do you suppose that it's mostly women who are using this? In fact, that the name of your company is Golden Girl Homes. Why yeah. just women?
Well, we hear from men now and then, but I think it's partly economic. Women made less money. Women are less, actually many women are not able to retire, and they didn't work at jobs that paid a lot. They didn't work at jobs that had retirement programs and that type of thing, so their income is more limited. They get less Social Security usually because they were paid less, and it goes kind of on and on that women are in that situation. Plus, women live several years longer than men on average, and that means then that they're going to be healthier longer and have those needs for a longer period of time.
We hear from time to time that sometimes the older years of a person's life can be isolating, that they may lose contact with friends and children may move away. Is this part of the answer?
Oh, I think so. I think so. Women, actually, isolation is one of the key issues around depression in older folks, too. And this is an opportunity for them to build new friendships, to connect in new ways with people. We have the gatherings here in Minnesota where on a monthly basis people come together and hear speakers and talk about their experience of shared housing and all of the, and then build friendships through that process. And there's no question that as life goes on, we do lose friends, we do lose family members, and we need to replenish that.
How do you pair people together if you've got, you know, say a pool of people who are all looking for roommates? How do you make sure that the right ones end up together?
Well, for us, we don't see that as our role because we're talking about adults. We're talking about adults who can make up their own mind. And so what we want to do is make sure that there are opportunities for them to connect and then for them to make their own decisions about whether or not this is someone they could live with. So we help them through also finding and exploring who they are, what their needs are, what kind of people could they live with, what kind of people could they not. You know, are pets part of the picture, or smoking, or, you know, a whole variety of lifestyle questions. And so we help them through that so they can make some decisions about whether this is for them and also who might be a good match.
So walk us through this. Let's say I'm looking for a roommate. What is the process like?
Okay, initially people register and get into our database, and we then include them in a newsletter. We have a membership of $25 a year that then allows them to advertise for free and to connect to our gatherings. And if they're visiting, they may pay for a continental breakfast, but members come for free. And so in one way or another, they learn about who's got availability of property, who is looking for what sort of situation, and then they need to kind of come out and meet other women, because we're mostly women, meet other folks and kind of take it from there. We'll do at a meeting maybe something like a speed dating process where they learn about what kind of questions they want to ask, and then they get some chance to interview the women that are there so they can determine if even very quickly we can have a pretty good idea whether we want to get to know somebody better.
Now, obviously, hearing you talk about this, what comes to mind is the TV show The Golden Girls obviously came to your mind, too. It's the name of your company.
Yes.
Is that how you see this? I mean, that was a lot of fun. There was Sophia and Dorothy and Blanche all living together and really still living their lives fully. Is that how you envision this?
That is the sort of vision that I have. It's that people are, generally, it's people who are independent. They may still be working. They have a career. They do volunteer work, or they like to travel or whatever, and that they live together, and they share a portion of their life, but they also maintain their independence, and they come and go as is appropriate for them. I think the difference might be that we do have women who own homes and have people rent because they couldn't afford to buy, and even the cost of apartments gets out of sight. But we also have women who come together to purchase a home together. So if you can't afford to buy a house by yourself, or you own a home and it's just getting to be too much, that you can do that together. Find women who are compatible, and you can purchase, and then we go through a process with that, because there's legal issues, there's agreements, and all the rest that need to be thought through.
We're talking right now with Connie Skillingstad of Golden Girl Homes Incorporated about the trend of older Americans, largely women in this case, sharing homes together.
And we want to hear from you on this as well. What do you think about the trend of older people living together as roommates? Is it a good idea or a bad idea? Let us know. You can call us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Are you a baby boomer with a roommate? You can also send an email with your story at talk@wpr.org.
We're picking up our discussion now with Connie Skillingstad of Golden Girl Homes Incorporated about older Americans sharing homes for economic and social benefits.
And we're taking your calls. What do you think about the trend of older people living together as roommates? Are you a baby boomer who's considered doing that yourself? Have you considered that in your life or for yourself or for a parent? Let us know at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. You can also send us an email at talk@wpr.org.
We go now to the phones and take our first call from Carol in Radisson. Hi, Carol.
Hi. Are you talking to me?
Yep, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to make the comment that I've been saying this for years, that this is what was going to happen, not simply because of financial reasons, but there's not going to be enough nursing homes, and even if they built enough, there's not going to be enough young people to work in them to take care of all of us old people. We are going to have to move in together simply to be able to take care of each other.
All right. So you saw this coming, Carol. And Connie, what about that? Are you ahead of the curve on this one? You saw a need, and there's a big market out there for this.
Yeah, we started our work in 2000, but I think too that it's been coming for a long time, and it's really beginning now to pick up speed.
And what about Carol's statement that, you know, there's not going to be enough nursing homes or people to staff them?
Well, the other thing is that for many of us, I would agree with that, but for many of us, it's also not our wish to be in that situation. We really want to stay as independent as long as possible, and we'd rather be with people who we care about and who care about us.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Carol. And we're going to move next to Jane in Eau Claire. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
What do you think about this?
Well, I am a landlord, and we invest largely in single-family, nice quality single-family homes. And we have a hard time finding reliable, clean, good quality tenants. I really think there are a lot of landlords who would be interested in even developing or purchasing places that would be suitable for these types of tenants. They sound like the kind of tenants that we have a really good experience with. And I'm wondering if I just started listening to the show just now, and I'm wondering if she could put on a website or something where we could contact her organization and see if there's some way to make good quality, well taken care of rentals, kind of a list or something available to these folks.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Jane. And it's interesting, Jane, from the perspective of a landlord, saying this sounds like you're the kind of tenant that a lot of people would want. Would you like to speak to that and maybe also give the website?
Sure. Sure. It's exciting to hear because I agree with her. And we have heard from other landlords. We have visited some homes in the area here where the owner wants to rent to. This is a much more reliable, in many ways, group of people to be renters. They're likely to stay longer, that type of thing. And I'm very excited about the possibilities of that. We've also talked with realtors who are very interested in helping us locate homes that women could buy together that have the qualities we're looking for. The website for us is goldengirlhomes.us or .org.com. We've gotten, I think we picked up all of those. So it's www.goldengirlhomes.com
and org, it sounds like.
Com, U.S., and org.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for that, Jane. And Connie, when people get a little more advanced in age and they may have some health problems, are there ever situations where two roommates come together and maybe have some nursing care brought into the home and have that be part of what their experience is?
I've heard of some situations, one where three women bought a fourplex. And in buying the fourplex, they each had a unit, and then they had the fourth unit that they only rented to nurses.
Oh. Well, so people are getting really creative.
And they rented it to nurses for less so that they could have access to some of that nursing care.
So people are really solving.
It is the type of thing that I think people can be as creative as they want to, but it also means you can hire some things done that you can't do for yourself anymore because you have a little bit more discretionary money. So you can hire your yard work done, or you can hire heavier cleaning or whatever it is that you need, and I think that makes a difference. As people live together longer, too, I think then building that relationship, then it becomes more palatable, so to speak, to take care of each other.
Let's go back to our phone lines. We've got Peter next in Madison. Hi, Peter.
Hello.
Hi, what do you think about this?
Well, my thunder's been stolen by everybody that has just spoken. I'm a home builder and designer, and I was designing a home that's a hybrid of a totally ADA accessible area with an additional area that would be semi-autonomous for somebody to come in, like a relative or a healthcare provider, to live in the home. Hello?
Yeah. Gotcha. Just making sure you were done, Peter. So Peter's talking about what you were alluding to as well, Connie, sort of a new hybrid of home, a new living model that it seems like a lot of people would like because of the increased independence that it gives them.
That, you know, I've been hearing more about that type of thing happening in a variety of ways. And I think one of the things we are going to begin to see, because we have intergenerational families living together more and more, and more children taking their parents in. My career was in the area of child abuse, and what I think is happening is that parents are doing a better job and their kids are liking their parents better than they used to and are more willing to live together. And I think we're going to see a variety of housing options coming out that are different, that have an extra living space. Or in the case of seniors, as we work with them, my hope is to see more homes with multiple master suites because people want their own bathroom. And so to build in a way that people can have their own bedroom, bathroom, closet space in a home where they share the other common spaces is one of my visions.
Do you have any plans to try to get men more involved in this? The stereotype, I don't know if you want to call it that, is that, you know, the women might tend to be more social as they get older. The men may be more isolated.
Yeah, and it is happening in some parts of the country. There are men who are doing this sort of thing, and they are developing relationships that have that possibility to them. Women are also open to the idea that men may live within their homes because men bring some different skills or some different, you know, different contribution to the situation. So women are not all averse to the idea that they may share with a man in a situation that isn't romantic. It's more out of friendship and necessity.
Connie, do you think this is a game changer, a new model for the older years that's a lot more hopeful than, you know, a retirement community or an assisted living? Is this sort of a second life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because many, many women that we talk to do not want to be in an all-senior situation. They want to live in a community. They want to be part of the community. And they don't want the isolation that sort of says, okay, now we're done with you, you know. And that isn't what it's about, nor should it be.
And do you have plans for taking Golden Girls to the next level?
Well, we're hopeful that we can get some investors or some grants to help us, because we have been all volunteer, and it's growing beyond us. The National Collaborative is very exciting because we're working with women. They're pretty much women that have written books about how to do this. There's some great resources on our website and out there of books. So if you want to share housing, how do you do this? There's ones called My House, Our House. There's another one called, it's just about building your own community, in essence. And so there's things happening that will help all of us to do this.
Connie, thank you so much for joining us and talking about this trend.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
That was Connie Skillingstad, president of Golden Girl Homes Incorporated.